League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here, thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Gina Darling Part 2 episode. It was good having her back. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about in real life IRL streaming, which is when people pay to watch streamers do like normal daily activities such as like cooking, and people even want to see people sleeping, which is called sleep streaming. I don't know. It's the first time I heard of it. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Okay.
Whoa, how'd you do that? How'd you get that background?
Oh, it was one of my green screen settings for an old thing.
Dude, Thank you so much for showing up. We have Gina Darling Part 2. It's been a minute since you've been on the Stevie Wiebe Show.
I know. Oh, how long has it been?
Over a year, I believe.
Yeah. Like, how you been?
Yeah, I've been okay. I'm trying to get into Warzone like you. I'm not as good as you. I've been watching your snipes.
Aw, thanks.
You got some clean snipes.
Thank you. I've been working hard on it.
So are you doing that full time? Are you streaming full time?
Yeah, I stream full time. I'm on Facebook full time now.
And then how did you get so good at Warzone?
I don't think I'm that good. It's just on some days I get lucky.
And then you're playing on PC?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is AMD?
AMD is my sponsor. They're my hardware sponsor. They make graphics cards and stuff. So that's like one of my biggest sponsors that I have.
And do they make those headphones also?
No, these are HyperX ones.
Oh, dope, dope. So what's your approach on Warzone? Like, where do you usually like to drop?
I like to drop at, oh God, I don't even know what it's called. I just dropped there. It's like near the carnival.
Downtown.
Like it's near there. There's a bank there that's known to have like the best amount of money for early game.
Oh, the Green Bank.
Yeah, the Green Bank there.
So there's a Green Bank and then there's the IHOP next door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's that red saloon kind of bar, that restaurant looking building. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing you drop there. Do you drop on top of the roof of the bank?
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a chest or two up there, yeah?
Yeah. A lot of times there's an orange chest up there, so I grab all the money there.
Uh-huh. And then you make your way down those steps, and then you go towards the reception, kind of the banking teller area.
Right.
There's you know that hallway? There's always a chest there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So there, and then I hit the building, like the multi-floor building next to it, the apartment building next to it.
Yeah. And then what kind of loadout are you? I'm just curious because I'm trying to learn how to like to use better weapons.
Right. So I run the HDR sniper with a variable scope and the Kilo. I have a fully built Kilo.
And then what kind of optic do you have on your Kilo?
Oh, I forgot which one. It's a 3X on that.
Oh, the VLK?
I think so. I don't remember the name.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you usually like how? So, what's your approach? Do you like? Are you campy or are you aggressive? Like, how do you usually go about your a typical game?
I'm usually not very aggressive. A lot of the guys that I play with, they're super aggro and they just hold their W button, just go run the whole time. But I like to watch over everyone. So I pull back a little bit and I snipe, and then I run in for mid range to close range whenever I need to, like get into a firefight with my team.
And then,
so I kind of just survey the area for everyone.
Yeah, and then how are you good under pressure? Because I usually like whenever I make the last circle, I kind of like I can't think and I don't know where to go. Like, how do you combat that? Like, how do you strategize?
I think I play better under pressure. I'm not the best strategist. My friends usually tell me, like, hey, we need you over here and over there. So I run with them.
Yeah.
But when I'm left alone and I'm the only one alive, that's when I'm just like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's not okay. You should not do that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are these people you're playing with? I mean, like, can we talk about the community? Like, how did you get involved with like getting sponsors and Twitch and or whatever you're on?
Sure. So I'm on Facebook Gaming. I've been with them for about 3 years now.
Wait,
And
say that again. Facebook?
yeah, Facebook Gaming. So I stream on Facebook and I've been with them for about 3 years. I was on Twitch, but then Facebook offered me to be like their pilot tester, their beta pilot tester. So I'm on there now. And I play with my moderators. My moderators are friends that I've had for like years. And they help me with my stream and everything. So I play with them like every day. And then on Wednesdays, I bring in subscribers. So I play with all my viewers that subscribe to me on Wednesdays.
Wow. Can you describe to the viewers and listeners what a moderator is? They might not know. Not all of them
Sure.
are gamers.
The moderator. Is this live or is it going to be post?
No, I'm gonna edit. I'm
Oh,
gonna
okay. I was
edit.
going to
This is
say,
not
I didn't
no.
even know that we started. I'm just like,
No,
oh.
no, no. Oh no. We're like a couple minutes in. We're
Oh, I
almost
didn't even
finished.
know.
Yeah, you're almost done.
That's awesome. I thought we were just shooting the shit and playing,
Oh no,
talking
this
about
is wow,
games.
this is my style.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, this is my style. Oh, you thought we weren't doing it? We
Yeah, I
weren't
thought we were
doing it?
just big chilling and then like we
No.
start.
This is the first 10 seconds. We're in it. This is
That's
it.
awesome. That's
Yeah, we're
awesome.
taught. This is what I like to talk about. Yes, just keep
I
going. Keep going.
love it. Well, so my moderators are basically people that moderate my chat and they know like if anyone's like going off or whatever, they ban them or they time them out or whatever. Or like if viewers have questions, my moderators can address the questions and answer for me if I'm too busy in game and stuff like that. They're basically my team of they keep everything running smoothly.
So let me give you a hypothetical.
Sure.
If while you're streaming, let's say you have a couple of trolls and they're like saying some derogatory things, your moderator could screen that
Yeah.
and just block them.
Yeah. So my moderator can screen that and block them, but then it's fun because on my stream, especially because it's on Facebook, so trolls usually don't know to not use their real accounts on Facebook.
Oh,
And
that's pretty smart. Yeah.
yeah, well, I mean, trolls should know, but they usually don't
Yeah.
because they're just random people on Facebook. So they'll come in, they'll talk shit, and then I'll pull up their profile, and I'm just like, you do realize your job, your whole entire family is lined up here. Your wife is lined up. Like, it's everything shows, right? Like,
Right.
I know what you look like and where you live and where you work and who your family is and who your wife is, right? Because
Right.
sometimes they'll come in. Like, I had one guy come into my chat. He's like, I would rape the fuck out of you.
Whoa.
And I was like, all right, cool. So I'm gonna screenshot this and I'm gonna send it to your wife. And
Yeah, or the
then,
police.
yeah, and your place of work. And then he like messaged my moderators and me crying about it afterwards. And his wife was like, please, I know he's a piece of shit for saying that, but please don't post that and shit. Like,
Yeah. So is that like an
no.
everyday occurrence where you have this kind of energy directed towards you?
No, not really. For the most part, people are really respectful. Like, this happens like once every five streams, but it's not like extreme like that. Like, they'll just
Yeah.
come in and they'll just say like random shit that's like, just oh, or it's mostly just perfs. Like, oh, show us your tits,
Oh yeah.
but
Now,
that's nothing.
how do you protect your anonymity, like in your safety in those situations?
Well, I don't go by my real name. I'm pretty good at not revealing things I don't want to reveal after what, like 11 years on social media and entertainment. I'm pretty good at keeping whatever I need private.
Yeah,
Yeah.
good. So you're smart about that. Okay, so what are the advantages? Because I interviewed Andy Milonakis, and he has, I think he might even have the same camera you're using because it's so clear.
Yeah.
But dude, he does this full time like you. Like he like lives in Texas with three other gamers, and they don't just stream games. Like they do like everyday normal shit.
Yeah. So they Andy is what we call an IRL streamer, in real life streamer. He walks around, he runs around.
Wait, say that one more time. I missed that.
It's an IRL streamer.
What are the differences?
In real life streamer, well, I do like gaming streams.
So IRL in real life?
Mm-hmm. In real life. So like he's streaming you his real life. He's walking around, he's traveling, he's going to eat and stuff like that. And that's what we call.
People will watch that?
Yeah.
And that's called the IRL.
Mm-hmm. IRL streams.
And so they'll tune in if you go to the laundromat and do laundry?
Yeah. Yeah. And that shit's scary because like people would recognize like, oh, he's there. I should run down there and like say hi or maybe even fuck with him and stuff like that. And stuff like that happens. And it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's happened to a lot.
When did this become a thing? I'm like way behind. Like when did this type of thing? It reminds me of, remember that movie Truman Show, the Truman Show with Jim Carrey.
Right.
But now it's the Truman Show with the whole world. Like,
right.
Tuning into like the person next door.
Right. So I only started streaming about 3 years ago, but I think IRL stream's been around for a while. I have no idea how long, but people do it everywhere, all over the world. Like people who travel internationally, they stream their whole entire trip, or people who they just live their lives and they stream and people donate. And sometimes people pop up where their streams are and Whoa. It's pretty wild. Yeah.
So what do you think the appeal is to something like that?
It's like the same appeal as people who love watching reality shows or like, you know, just TV in general. Just it's like a peek into someone else's life and how crazy it is and all the cool things that they get to do.
So give me some like situations where people will tune in. They'll, if you will cook like pancakes.
Yeah. Like if you become like cooking. Yeah, for sure.
What about just them like getting ready for work or something, or like showing their wardrobe or something?
You can do the most mundane things and there will possibly be an audience for it. There's this guy that literally just streams himself sleeping. Yeah, dude, like I stream myself sleeping. Like there are times when I'm playing video games, I'm like, yo,
what?
Yeah, like you guys want to do a sleep stream? They're like, fuck yeah, let's do it. So I turn off all my lights. My camera's still here and I'm laying in the bed back here and it'll be a sleep stream where I just like, sometimes we sit around and tell scary stories.
Oh
or
my God.
It's like a sleepover. We'll watch movies or like, and then like I'll fall asleep and they'll literally sit there and watch until the morning. And then I wake up, they're like, good morning. I'm like, what's up guys? Like it's, you can literally do anything.
So that is called a sleep stream.
Yeah. I just sleep stream sometimes.
Okay. Well, and people, how many people tune in for you sleeping?
Like the number varies. Like I've had 100 something people watch or 200 people watch once and they chill in the chat room. They just talk to each other or some of them donate to try to wake me up because my donations make a sound.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Or like they'll try to like clip funny moments. Sometimes my cat runs in and like steps on my throat or something. So it's
you're getting paid by actually sleeping.
And I'm not even doing anything like lewd. I'm like fully clothed and everything. And it's like dark. Like sometimes you can't even see anything except my neon lights.
How do you, cause you're, it seems to me you're doing fairly well. How do you describe to your parents, like what you actually do? Like, are they kind of curious about like today's world and technology and all this?
Oh, they know. They've watched my streams before. Like they're super chill about it. They love it. Sometimes they hop in and say hi. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so this is you got my interest. So there's IRL in real life, there's sleep streaming. Tell me a couple more, I'm curious. What else do they tune into?
People do like art streams, they do music streams, like you name it and people do it. There's workout streams, there's ASMR streams, like anything you want. Everyone has an interest, so you just find your interest and you just do it.
You just
digital
do it.
Like graphic design stream, like you can watch them draw on their tablets and stuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild. Yeah,
this is crazy. I mean, I couldn't have guessed in a million years that, like, let's say 20 years ago, like let's say I went in a time machine to the future and then I told someone like, hey man, there's this thing where you just turn your camera on,
yeah,
and people will donate and subscribe to you doing just you cutting your toenails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a thing? Like you cutting your
probably. Fingernail? Probably.
So like, what isn't a thing? What's like what is like banned? Like where you can't do certain things?
Obviously no nudity, nothing that harms people, no violence, like the usual stuff, you know?
So no nudity, no masturbation.
Mm-mm, no sexual stuff.
No sexual stuff.
Yeah, they're very strict on that.
What if you cut your own hair? Can you do a stream where you're cutting your own hair?
That's fine. There's hairstylist streams, there's makeup streams, like anything under the sun, as long as you're not harming anyone, nothing lewd, nothing crazy, like hurting anyone.
So what do you reckon? Let's say there's a person who watches this and they're younger and they're like trying to figure, because they want to be where you're at. Like what recommendations would you give them like for them to like be on their way?
I would say just start and be consistent. And people usually struggle with like, what do I talk about if I'm on stream and there's like only one person watching or two people watching, they're not talking to me. You have to learn how to narrate your thoughts out loud. So for instance, if there's no one watching, mm-hmm. or there's one person watching and they're not talking at all, while I'm playing a game, I would just narrate what I'm doing out loud. Like, okay, you know what? I think the monster's over here. So I'm going to go over here real quick. But before I do that, I'm going to stock up on some potions just in case anything happens. Like, you need to learn how to speak what's in your mind out loud.
Right.
Otherwise, if you don't do that, you're just like this awkward streamer that's just sitting there quietly playing the game.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so you're a successful streamer, right? Well, you at least agree to that. I mean, obviously, you're sponsored by different companies and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What is the differences between a successful streamer and a person that's just streaming and they're trying, like, what advice would you give them? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mental health-wise, it would be stop worrying about the numbers, because, like, people really get really caught up down. On the numbers. They really do. Like, they get really caught up and it's really not healthy. Career-wise, so I'm a little bit different. Like, I
can't say that. In what ways? Will you describe to the viewers and listeners what makes your narrative different than your typical streamer? Go ahead.
Right. So I started off a little bit different. I already had a background on YouTube, Instagram, social media, and everything when I started Twitch. I've been playing games since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've always been playing games. I just never made it into my job. So I already had my following. I already had, you know, a very loyal following for the longest time. So transitioning into streaming was very easy. I already had my my audience there. You know, like my first stream, I already had like 1,000 people watching.
Yeah.
So I
your first stream?
Yeah.
Wow. So
yeah, because I've already
that's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Because usually you'll get like 20 or 15 mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah, because I already built my fan base for years. So my situation is a little bit different. My process was a little bit different. So it's very hard for me to tell people how to start properly.
Yeah.
Because I already had like a foot up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't say that I'm the best person to ask that question to.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can help you with is like just streaming and being healthy about it. And not letting the numbers get to you, and how to be entertaining and how to keep speaking to your audience and stuff.
Would you also add consistency as well?
Absolutely. So it's always good to have a consistent schedule. I stream almost every day at 7 p.m., you know, and you want to put that up on your site or on your page. Like, this is when I'm on. This is, you know, what I usually play and stuff like that, so people can get an idea of when they can tune in, because sometimes they'll come in, they're like, when is this guy going to stream? I don't have any time to check in and see if he's on or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you started already on a good foot, right?
Right.
When did all these other opportunities start coming to you? Like, you know, like the AMD and the Facebook gaming and all this other stuff and these companies.
Right. So I started streaming on Twitch first, and I got partnered the first day because I already had my numbers. It's very hard. Wait, to
the make first partner. Day?
Yeah, after my first stream.
Wow. So,
yeah. Wow. I was really happy about that. Just
describe to the viewers and listeners how hard that is, because I have homies that are still, you know,
right.
It's hard to do that.
Right. So I don't remember what the requirements were for partner, but it was like a consistent, like a minimum amount of followers and a minimum amount of viewers consistently for a certain amount of time.
But how, what does that even mean? What's a minimal amount?
Like, you have to have at least, like, I don't know, like, I'll just throw a random number, like 50 viewers on your stream consistently throughout a few every days time. Or something. Yeah, every time.
Oh. I think. Yeah.
Again, like, the process was totally different for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already had like 1,000 viewers the first day, so that jump started and like just, all right, here's your partnership, you know?
Yeah.
So from that, I streamed on Twitch for a couple months, and then Facebook hit me up with a contract saying that we want you to be our beta tester for our new, because they started a streaming platform. So I jumped over to Facebook, and I've been with them for about 3 years now. Sponsors start coming in because, I mean, I already had my following because I was working with sponsors for different other, I guess, different other brands like beauty and stuff like that already. Uh-huh. But since I already had my numbers on Instagram, it was easy for my managers to just reach out to computer hardware companies, be like, hey, she already has this following, she starts streaming, do you want to sponsor her? And it's like, yeah, sure. And then I just got lucky and picked up a bunch of really good sponsors.
I'm glad you brought that up. So in that world, what are considered good sponsors?
The people that I've worked with are incredible. I have Asus, I have AMD, I worked with Activision, I've worked with Microsoft.
Wait, you work with Activision?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a big deal.
I did 2K Games.
What's the
games.
First one you said, Asus? How do you spell
Asus,
that?
Asus.
Asus. And mm-hmm. what do they specialize in?
Hardware, graphics cards, peripherals.
Oh, hardware.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned, so that helps also because you mentioned you have management.
Right.
So when did you go, how did you go about doing all that or getting a manager? Is it just your entertainment manager?
So I have a manager for Instagram. I have a manager for like gaming related stuff. So anything that's gaming related, they go through my manager if they want to work with me. And my managers also go out and they look for opportunities with brand deals. They also reach out to companies and pitch me to be like sponsored by them and stuff like that, or like, well, if they need dope. Advertisement. Mm-hmm.
That's so dope. So what's in the future for you and gaming? Like, what are you gonna play Cyberpunk when it comes out?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's coming out soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it got pushed back, it got delayed, I don't remember until when,
but are you gonna stream that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. So I change up my games all the time. Like, I've been playing Warzone, I've been doing Red Dead, I've been doing Yakuza, I play everything.
Is that important for a person in your situation to kind of keep it fresh?
So what I am is I'm a variety streamer. That means I don't stick
to... I'm going to write that down. Say that again.
Sure. So I'm a variety streamer. I don't stick to just one game. Like, you have some people who stick to one game because they're insanely good at it, and people watch them because they're good at it, so they can learn and they can just watch the crazy plays. I prefer to be a variety streamer because that means I don't need to be the best of the best in a game. I don't have to be stupid crazy good, and I also have the opportunity to be able to play whatever games I want. So when Cyberpunk comes out, I can play that, or like I can jump back to old games if I wanted to.
Yeah, so that's a great kind of segment.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
These next questions, because a person watching might be like, well, I'm not any good at this game. Like me, I'm not good at Warzone. I have fun, but you're telling me that you don't necessarily have to be good. You just have to be entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So if your personality could just kind of carry you through, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what I always tell people. It's like, when it comes to streaming, either you're like the top 2% best players in the world, or you're just really entertaining and people just like hanging out with you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed too, because I started watching content on YouTube, Warzone content, and I noticed that when I watch it, I watch a lot longer of the content as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't skip. I just want to see, I'll see him go to the gulag, you know? Right. And then I watch their homies buy him back and
right.
them trying to get to their loadout. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So that's a good thing. We're war zone. Do you have any tips on how to get better at the game itself? Because I'm trying to wrap my head around it. And like, what are some tips or suggestions you could give just your typical gamer like myself, just trying to get better at the game? What do you recommend?
I think one thing that helped me a lot was I lowered my sensitivity a lot more. So I wasn't jerking around and moving like crazy. It helped
Wait,
me
you focus. Lowered it?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were supposed to raise it. So
no, I used to play. No, I used to play at a really, really high DPI, but I would, or in sensitivity, but it made me move too much. And so I lowered it a lot more, and that definitely helped me out a lot more. But that's what works for me personally.
Uh-huh.
And then it really depends on how you like to play, to be honest with you. Like it's hard for me to give any sort of advice because people play so differently. Like one of my things that I always do is, especially because I snipe a lot, I do a lot of surveillance around where we are. So I always make it a point to look behind me to make sure nobody's sneaking up on me. Or like when it comes to the circles closing, I always hug the edge of circle. I never run to the middle of circle.
Right.
Then you're surrounded by all sides.
Describe to the viewers what that means. So you have a circle, mm-hmm. right? And then mm-hmm. you don't cut through the middle. You go around either to the left or the right.
Yeah. Yeah. When the gas closes, I just hug the edges so I can... Behind me, I can gatekeep anyone that's still straggling behind. I can kill them because they're being sandwiched between me and the gas.
Yeah.
And it also helps, like, it stops anyone from sneaking up behind us.
And then you said, can we mention your loadout as far as your perks? Do you come with a fully loaded or a heartbeat sensor? What grenades are you using?
Right. I run heartbeat sensor, and for my sniper, I run a claymore. For my kilo, it's heartbeat sensor and thermite. I run ghost, cold-blooded, and tracker in a lot of it too, because I like to see where they're running if it's a close quarters combat. And then one of my classes, I run overkill, which is two main guns. So I have the kilo and the foul on that one. And then I have another one where I do run fully loaded for late game. If I drop back into late game, that's my right. kilo, and I have fully loaded. Yeah.
I had a personal question. I was top five with my mm-hmm. homies.
Uh-huh.
We made it to the last circle near a train station.
Uh-huh.
There's little grass areas and little buildings around there.
Right.
And one of the dudes had a riot shield.
Right.
And he frustrated the shit out of me because I couldn't shoot him. And I tried to shoot his shoes,
mm-hmm.
and he kept like, and I kept running.
Right.
But you mentioned use a thermite grenade. Could I have, if I had that in my loadout, could I have thrown my thermite grenade on, and because they're sticky, right?
Uh-huh.
Would that have helped me?
It might have helped you. For that one, I'd rather run a C4 so I can throw it behind him and then set it off.
So how do you take out a guy with the riot? I haven't figured that out. It's frustrating me.
Usually I aim for the feet or I throw a C4 and explode it behind them. So you throw the C4 and then you double tap your E to explode it, to detonate it faster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that would be on controller. You would, yeah.
Oh God, I have no idea what it is on controller.
Now I'm also curious about this. The difference is because you're on PC, right? I noticed because I play with a homie in Wales. Shout out mm-hmm. to my homie Matt in Wales.
Mm-hmm.
He's on PC. He triples the amount of kills we get, and he's a lot faster. Because it's a lot. Is it a lot more easier on PC, or do you have advantages?
So PC? Console has advantage because you guys have an aim assist. So you guys.
So consoles have an advantage.
So consoles have an advantage for that, and then on PC we move a lot faster because our frame rate or whatever. That's a lot higher. So we can see, I think we can see further and wider. And then
wider.
Yeah. So it looks like we're moving faster, but we're moving just about the same as you.
But it's a lot clearer, right? Like just the game itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to learn on, cause I was thinking about just so I could get better. Would it be hard for me to learn on PC Warzone?
No, not at all. I was, Well, as a kid, I started off on consoles, so I was a PlayStation kid, and then I switched over to Counter-Strike, so that was PC up all the way until I was 13, and then I was console again, Xbox after that, all the way until literally, like, 3 or 4 years ago, I was on PC, and you pick it up pretty quickly, especially, like, if you played PC games, like PC shooters before.
Okay, we're almost done. I know that we only have 10 minutes left. We're almost
done. Oh, wow, that was fast. How fun. That was
You thought we just... No, we started. You didn't know. We started from
the But it's been going by so fast. Wait, where's Puppy?
What?
Where's Puppy?
Oh, she's at... Kirby's at my girl's.
Place. Oh, I see. Yeah. If you look right here, right there, that's my cat's tail just chilling right there.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about... So, Prince Nibbler.
Prince Nibbler. Hey, fat fuck.
So let's, you have an Instagram for Prince Nibbler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I say hi?
Unemployed sack of shit. Come here.
Okay.
Come here, kid. You
want to
say hi?
Oh, wow. What a beaut.
He's unemployed. What a fat ass.
What an adorable cat. So can you tell me the story? What's up, Prince? Tell me the story about Nibbler.
So Nibbler.
She just farted?
No, I'm just.
Okay.
What is this face you're making? So Nibbler, my parents used to breed Bengals.
Yeah.
And so they stopped, and then he was the last one left. And then they had this dog that would like try to hunt the cats all the time.
Yeah.
Because my dad wanted like this police trained Belgian Malinois.
Yeah.
And my mom, I came home to visit one year, like last year for Mother's Day. And my stepmom was like, you should probably take him home with you because the dog might kill him, dude. I'm like, what the fuck? Whoa. So I'm like, I'm not a cat person. I don't like cats. And then, so I was like, no, I'm not about it. But then the first night he fell asleep, like he was a tiny thing. And he fell asleep on my neck and he slept there the whole entire time.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, fuck. All right, fine. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
So I fly home with this dude and he's been just, he used to be a farm dog fighting for his life. And now he would die in the wild immediately. This guy has like no more survival skills.
He's got beautiful stripes. What kind of cat is it?
He's a Bengal.
So a Bengal cat, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how old is he?
He's 2 years old.
Uh-huh. And then cats are easy to potty train. You just put out the litter box, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like a dog. Like he knows how to fetch. He knows how to sit. He's a good kid.
Oh, he's a cute guy.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to him. You can just like shove him in between couch cushions and he'll just chill.
Yeah.
I just toss him around. He's just
what a good companion. Awesome.
Yeah.
So do you recommend people who wanting an animal, what are the benefits of having a cat versus a dog?
It's a lot less work. I don't gotta walk him every day. He's not like crazy all over the place. He just chills on his own. Whenever he wants attention, he comes over. But
he's mellow.
Mm-hmm. Super mellow.
Yeah. He's
whatever I want. Here, you want to give the camera a smile?
Yeah. Shout out to Prince Nibbler. I have a few other questions. So what's up with JK News? Are you still a part of that?
Yeah, we're still chilling. Like I film with them once a month or so. Mm-hmm. They're still going strong. Yeah.
What's up with the crew? Are they still doing? Did Bart and what's her name?
Gio.
Yeah, Gio. Did Bart and Gio move?
I don't think so. I think they're looking to move, but they haven't like actually moved yet. They're looking at houses.
Yeah, because I saw some stuff on their social media of them in Nevada.
Yeah.
So they're going to move to Las Vegas?
I think they're trying.
They want to get out of here, huh?
Pretty much. Like, I think everyone's just trying to look for a place in Vegas. I'm looking for one, too.
You are?
Yeah.
So are you sick of, because LA is, let's talk about this. Is LA getting crazier, especially with this election and everything?
I think, so. I mean, like, I kind of try to pay it no mind, but it's just like, for me personally, I'm just kind of losing my mind because I miss traveling so much.
Right. Like,
this is the longest I've been without leaving the country.
So what do you miss most about traveling? Like, what if the COVID wasn't around, where would you want to go?
Back to Japan. Like immediately back to Japan.
what is it about Japan? Is it just like they're huge on gaming, or what is it about that place?
Oh, I don't know. It's like my happy place. Good food. People aren't that shitty. Things are clean. Like it's just good order and everything, and it's just fun for me. And plus, like all my nerd shit's out there too. The video games, the anime and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
How many times have you been out there?
12, 15 times, maybe.
Man, I used to go multiple times
a year. It's a really good spot. You should definitely go. I used to go like 2 or 3 times a year, and now I'm just here with this dude.
So where would you usually stay in Japan? Is it cheap to go out there?
It's like LA prices, honestly. I just got an Airbnb out there. I honestly have been wanting, I've been seriously contemplating just bringing my whole stream set up to South Korea and just streaming out there.
Why don't you do that?
It's a lot of planning because they have insane internet out there. And
what do you mean insane internet? Faster?
Yeah, South Korean internet is like godlike. It's insane.
Really? Like, I did not know that.
Stupid fast. Yeah.
Like they have write that internet. Down. Mm-hmm. Korean internet.
Yeah, so and their borders are open. You just quarantine for 2 weeks, and then I wanted to get like an Airbnb and just live out there for a few months until this thing blows over.
Yeah, so are there a lot of opportunities? I just saw, have you heard of Blackpink?
Yeah, I don't know much about K-pop, but yeah, I heard
of them. Oh, yeah, because I just saw like half their documentary on Netflix.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know who they were, but they're large, huh?
They're huge, yeah. They're super
like
huge.
Large.
Yeah. Like huge, huge. Like I feel like I, when it comes to K-pop, I don't know much about it, but I always hear about them or BTS.
Yeah. Now, if you were to go out there, right? Let's say you were casually vacationing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw JYP on the street and he goes, mm-hmm. Hey, you. And he wanted to recruit you for the next big K-pop group. Would you like get rid of your streaming and do the K-pop thing?
Sure. That sounds like an adventure. Fuck it. I'm always down for an adventure. Like, hey, we got this new crazy fucking career. You're going to be successful and it's going to be wild. Like, all right, cool. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the longevity? Can you just stream forever?
Depending on how entertaining you are.
Right.
I don't plan on streaming forever. I got things that I want to do and stuff and invest in. But I mean,
yeah.
I do want to do it for as long as I could because it's so fun.
Yeah. What are the most funnest things about what you do? Like, what do you enjoy about streaming?
I meet like the coolest people, like the craziest people, like some fans, I'll play with them online. And then some of them become friends and they play with us often. Or like you meet people from all walks of life. Like on my stream, we have like this old guy from Canada. He's like this Canadian cowboy and we call him Dad. He's like the coolest dude ever. He looks like he stepped out of a Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
So he's cool. We have like all different kinds of people. Like recently we had a therapist that comes and chills and he talks with us and we fuck around with him. Like we'll ask him uncomfortable questions. Like, hey, yeah. Dude, if my uncle touched me when I was little, you want to dive down that rabbit hole and shit. And it's just make people uncomfortable. It's just, yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Like our community is really fun. And you just meet people. Like that's like the best part. You just meet the coolest people.
Right. So if you were, okay, let's say you were just kind of like not the most outgoing person and you live in your parents' basement,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you're a little heavier set dude, you know, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. the most attractive dude, like what could that guy do to get to your level?
I mean, like just be cool, you know, like there's streamers from all different walks of life.
Yeah.
Like all different walks of life with plenty of viewers, you know? Like just be a cool person. Don't be shitty, you know, be humble. Like there's some streamers that I've moderated for before. Like this is one man, he was like this old man from Nova Scotia. He looks like a fucking wizard.
Oh, he looks like Gandalf?
Yeah, like he looked like a wizard. Like he was like the oldest thing in existence and he was the best. I loved him so much. And people just loved watching him because he was like this cool dude that would read poetry to us and his voice sounded like
a wizard.
Yeah, like a wizard. It was so cool. Yeah.
And this guy's doing it. He was doing it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he passed away and like we loved him so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then like he brought a community together and there was another.
Can we give him a proper respect? Can we give him a shout out?
Yeah. So his, God, let me pull up his Discord.
Yeah, I want to give him respect.
So let me see. Where is he? Where is he? Keep buggering on. So it was really cute. His, where is his? I can't find his Discord right now, but his thing was KBG, which means keep buggering on, because he had like this cute accent. He'd sound like a British man. He goes,
okay, KGB.
KBG.
Okay, BG.
Yeah. So whenever he like he'll talk to us and he'll just be like, you know, whatever happens, you keep buggering on.
Yeah. Like, he's the cutest. So shout out to KBG. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You made people's life entertaining when you're here on Earth. Loved him. Streams. Can great. I give you a scenario going back to the guy in the basement? Could this sure. happen where he could start a stream, a IRL in real life stream, but it'll be a makeover where you could be a part of his whole journey of him getting in shape and him mm-hmm. going to the gym and him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
You think that exists?
Yeah, absolutely. There's like workout ones, and then there's like people who just, if they like you, they'll talk to you and be like, yeah, man, do this or whatever. Like, we believe in you and stuff. Like, that will totally work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I would like to encourage people out there, if you know, because they might think, well, you know, well, I'm not her or I'm not him.
And no.
They have a following, but you, so anyone can do it with hard work, right?
Mm-hmm. Just find your niche.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. find your niche, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're in the last 5 minutes, and at this point, I want to really shout out like any of your sponsors, your YouTube, your social media. Can we start doing that?
Yeah, you guys can find me on the internet. My name is Gina Darling, G-I-N-A, Darling, Gina Darling, if you want to remember it that way. Instagram with a G.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is Miss Gina Darling. I'm all up there too. You guys can find me on stream on Facebook. Just look up Gina Darling on Facebook. You'll find me there too. And
what days do you stream?
Almost every day in the
what
evening.
What time?
7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, and then do they have to go on Facebook to tune in or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Facebook.
I had no idea Facebook even had that. That's yeah, crazy.
It's huge. Yeah, it's been going up there. In fact, it's one of the best platforms to even start right now because everything else is so oversaturated.
Better than Twitch?
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, because Twitch has like it's insanely oversaturated. People have been growing on Facebook insanely fast.
Fast.
Mm-hmm. The growth has been tremendous on there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we give a shout out to AMD?
Yeah, AMD, Asus, HyperX, and Facebook Gaming. I love them.
Okay, and Asus is ASUS, and mm-hmm. they specialize in computer hardware.
Yeah.
And then is there anything else? Are you on JK News soon or are they still?
Yeah, I'm on JK like every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm still a guest star there. I've been dicking around on TikTok a lot. TikTok's been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing stuff on TikTok as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, TikTok's insanely TikTok? Fun. Hello, Gina Darling.
Okay. And mm-hmm. then what do? You do dance videos?
No, I just do like stupid little skits and fun like comedy videos and stuff. We have this thing. I have a co-star. His name is Reed, and we started like this series called the Yakuza Wife and Husband, and it's been so much fun. People on TikTok are so nice because they're like younger Gen Z, and they're like the sweetest things in the world.
What do you mean? What's younger Gen Z? Is that like 20-year-olds?
Like teenagers, early 20s and stuff. Like it's really cute. They're very supportive on there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jake, okay, did we cover, what about Big Mood Girls on YouTube? I wrote mm-hmm. that down. What's that?
So that's our podcast. We started a podcast last year with a bunch of the JK girls, me, Nikki, Tiff, Jess, and we're all there. We have our podcast and it's been super fun. Like, it's just a bunch of girls dicking around. We talk about anything and everything because it started off as a group chat. And then we're like, this should be a podcast because we talk about the craziest shit in here.
Yeah.
So we started a podcast and it's been such a fun ride with the girls. It's just once a month or twice, 2-3 times a month, we meet up to film.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun. So that's our podcast.
How many people involved? Is it 4 girls?
4. Mm-hmm. It's called Big Mood Podcast.
Can we shout them out again? So it's
yeah.
Tiff from JK?
Tiff from JK, Nikki, Limo, Jessica, and me. So that's Big Mood Podcast. If you guys want to look us up on YouTube, and we're on Spotify, we're on Apple iTunes, on everything.
Now, did time fly by? I mean, that was an easy interview here, right?
That was really fun. Yeah.
That was no problem.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna ask you for one favor. Can you face this way just for the thumbnail?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like yeah. Stare.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, like right, sure, right.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. There you go.
There you go. So much. I wish you the best of luck. I'm gonna tune into one of your streams one night.
Yay! Hold on, let me get a boomerang of.
Oh, tunes. Dude, can we play? Can I play with y'all just one game?
Yeah.
So how do I? I won't put this out there. I'll edit it by now. But can I have your gamer tag?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get a.
Oh, just text it to me.
Sure, I'll text it to you.
Text me your gamer tag, and then when you're not, do you play? Do you always stream or do you do casual games?
I do casual games too, like late at night. I just play with my friends.
Yeah, because I'm a vampire, so I'm
same.
Off.
Same. Yeah, we can totally do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm doing Apex tonight though, because there's a new season, so we're streaming that right now.
Hey, no problem. Mm-hmm. One last thing. If you like demonic, scary Asian movies,
fuck no.
Watch May the Devil Take You. You won't be able to sleep.
Fuck no. I don't watch scary shit, man. I'm such a pussy.
Just go on Netflix. Type in May the Devil. It's a Indonesian director.
Oh no,
dude! No. I thought there was no movie that could scare me.
Let me look this up. This
movie, I could not sleep till 11 a.m.
May the Devil Take You.
Type it in.
Oh God.
I recommend you don't watch it by yourself, like okay. I did.
Okay. Okay.
It's very scary. Just if you keep watching it, you'll be like, I had to pause it and like turn on all the lights. And I'm like, whoa.
Is it ghosty or is it like demonic?
No, it's like The Exorcist, dude.
I think I'm more like that. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, ghost shit I can't do because you can't punch a ghost. I can punch the devil or whoever he possesses, you know?
I don't know. give me a little mini review. Tell me if you even last through the movie.
Okay, fine. I'll try to call someone over to watch it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't watch. There's a part 2 on Tubi, on Shudder. Don't watch part 2. Watch May the Devil Take You. Just
okay.
The first one.
Okay.
And all then right. Maybe in the future, give me a movie review.
Okay. Fuck. All right. God
but
damn
don't,
it.
And another thing, don't watch it by yourself.
Okay.
It's scary as hell.
All right.
Fuck. I'm warning right. You.
I like how you're spreading it because like,
hey,
you, like
tell,
it scared
the
shit out of you.
Tell the DK homies too about it.
I will.
I want to see if they can watch it.
I will. Fuck. All right. All right.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thanks. I'm so sorry about yesterday. Or,
fucking. Come on. I wasn't even tripping.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm glad.
All right. Hey, the best. I'm stoked for you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll see ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to stay on to do extra.
Sure. All right.
Commentary. Okay.
Peace out.
All right. So there you go. Gina Darling part 2. Let me see. I want to do some shout outs. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. That's where all my music is. YouTube.com/StevieWeebe. That's the YouTube channel. And we're approaching 100,000 subscribers. So we're like 98. Hey, tell a homie, tell a homegirl, have them subscribe. Okay. My Instagram is QUANGOU. Okay. I want to shout out the newest patrons, Ryan Khan, Audrey, and Michael Owens. Okay. I also have a website called StevieWeebyShow.com. If you decide to get a shirt or a hoodie or anything, just know it's going to be delayed a little bit because of the quarantine, and everything. But I have a few shirt designs and stuff up there. All right. So thanks for tuning in. Part 2. I'm also halfway done with my Stir Crazy concept album. I'm producing, making beats all every night, staying up till 7 a.m. I'm writing. I'm really kind of grinding towards the finish line there. I think it's going to be a little longer than an EP because the last one was like really short. I figured this one, I should at least have 8 to 10 songs, I'm guessing. But it's taking a long time because I'm really critical. I don't know why, of the production. I want to make really obscure, weird kind of beats and stuff. Thanks for tuning in. Love y'all. All right. Till next time. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.